Hello, welcome back to the Serious Writer Podcast. I'm Kyle Young, and today Bethany Jett is a little under the weather, so I am here with Cody Moorhead. Cody Moorhead is part of our Serious Writer team. Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into some of the things that you specialize with us here at Serious Writer, which is usually graphics, technology, and websites. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the creative director for Serious Writer, and for our branded content, I've got to be on the ground floor of us way back in 2016, I think is when
we started. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So really working on branding, graphic design, marketing, color schemes, fonts, the whole nine yards. That's kind of where my specialty is. So, part of what I do is I make websites and logos and graphics for authors, and
For anybody, you would do that for a lot
pretty
of people,
yeah. Pretty much for anybody, but yeah, I specialize in individual like enterprise branding. So if you're a person who's trying to figure out what your individual brand is, that's what I specialize in, figuring out how to take a really big concept for large businesses and bring it down to an individual format.
Okay, great. Well, today I thought we would talk about websites that authors can use either to make websites for themselves, which is important. You have to have a place that you exist on the web, or websites that maybe they need to learn about so they can do things a little bit faster and easier because maybe they don't have the programs or the expertise to do some of these things. So tell us a little bit about an author needs a website, I think, because when a publisher or agent is going to look for more information about them, they've got to go somewhere to find that information. Yeah, I can go to social media. I can go to Instagram. I can go to TikTok. I'm going to get a flavor for a person, but I'm not going to get details. A website is like your landing place on the internet where I can go and search like CodyMoorhead.com. I can find about you. I can see your books. I can see all those things if you're an author.
Yeah.
And so those are the things. So it's like your home base. I think everybody has to have a website in 2022. If you want to be an author, you got to have a website. And so
and I would agree. I would say that one of the things that I like to do with clients is, you know, when we talk about it's overwhelming for authors to think about themselves as a brand, right? Because what you think of when you think of a brand is you think of these big companies, right? Like Nike or Disney or Adidas or so on and so forth, right? You think of all these big giant brands. And when people say that, that's what you think. Oh, branding and marketing, that's what they do. But really, when you're talking about an author, you are the store. Right. And your website is your storefront, like your outdoor sign. Right. And it's the first thing that people are going to look at to make a determination of whether or not they want to learn more.
Right. No, I would agree. So problem is a lot of people don't know, have the know-how or the ability or the capacity really to create their own website. So I'd asked you as we got ready for this to think through some simple ways that people can build websites easily on their own. With a small investment of using some website builders. So could you talk to us about some of the website builders out there and maybe why each one might be a good fit?
Yeah, I'll give you what I think are the five best. Truthfully, I think the five best. Number one, and this is one that I recommend to clients when they're asking about building a website, but they don't necessarily have the money to go pay somebody to design it, is Wix. Wix has one of the best and one of the most broad template design.
And that's W-I-X, right?
W-I-X.com. Yeah. If you go to Wix.com, W-I-X.com, you can find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of templates that are for free to use. And you can plug and play and put all of your information in. And you would have a Wix-based website. And it's something
that this is free, correct?
It's completely free. You can have updated options. Like if you want to get your own URL where it has your name or your design, you can do that. But literally you can have a Wix.com website for completely free. And the templates are they're fully customizable.
So I could be like wix.kyleyoung.com or something like that.
Probably. Yes. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And so like, if you're like, that's a great starting place because what we tell authors all the time is just start somewhere, right? Take the first step, start somewhere. And eventually what's going to happen is you're going to start to really enjoy, either you're really going to enjoy building your website and you're going to want to take it to another level and buy your URL and place it in there. So, so forth, but Wix is a great starting place.
So I'm looking, I pulled it up while we're talking. Looks like there's some like templates for like author book release, author and poet, author portfolio, There's a whole literary section. There's events. So
there's that one looks pretty good. 16 templates just designed specifically for authors. 16 templates out of the 500 are just designed for authors. And there are hundreds other ones. In fact, the ones that I typically use are artist portfolios or there's a whole, you know, there's a whole okay. list of them that good. Are really well designed. So, yeah.
All right. So that's a good option. So WIX.com, Wix.com. What's some other websites?
The next one is Squarespace. Now, Squarespace is a little less user-friendly when it comes to the editing process. It's actually still pretty simple. It's a block editor, which a block editor just means that the website is put into different blocks that organize it.
I'll be honest, I love block editors. Yeah. They're so easy to work with.
They're super easy and they're clean. They're always clean looking. But it's with the editors.
So for people that don't know though, we should probably explain that. Like a block editor just means there's spaces on the site that might be six mm-hmm. blocks wide.
Yep.
And then you pick what goes in the block from a bunch of pre-done templates. So I might want to put comment section here. I might want to put my featured post here. And so you can have all these blocks and you can have one block or six blocks and you can mix and mingle them. And so that's, you can just really customize the site very well, but it's simple because the blocks are already done.
Yep.
And that's what I love about it.
Yeah. And the best part here's what I think the best part about Squarespace is. There are some very unique features built into Squarespace just for authors. So they have a blogging portal where basically you can set up your posts and you can make sure that your blog is in a sidebar feed as you're going through. It's really simple. And the truth is I have my Squarespace. I build on Squarespace because I actually really like it. I think it works really well.
That's cool. So, and this is free.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a free plan available?
There is a free plan available. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking. Let's
see. All of these that we're talking about have free plans available, all of them. So you can use the websites for completely free.
It looks like it's free at first, but the trial runs out and you got to upgrade. So yeah.
Yeah. So so the next one I would say is Site123. I don't know if anybody's ever used those. That once again, this is a standard website builder.
Site123.
Yeah, I've worked with Site123 a couple times. Once again, it goes back to, as we go down this list, it becomes a little less user-friendly, a little more easy to customize if you know what you're doing. And so Site123 is a great starter. It's one I like. I'm very visual. I think most people are very visual. And for their timeline, you have the ability to display a large body of work. So if you've got book titles or blog images or headshots, it's kind of on a rotator, a sliding carousel at the top. And that's really a cool feature that they offer. And they do have a free plan. You can upgrade for like $13 a month, I think, but you do have the ability to have a free plan. And it's quite a bit that you get for the beginning. Once again, though, the drawback is going to be if you're not super tech savvy, this might not be the best option for you. Because
this one looks like you can get it really up quick, but it's not as there's not as much there specifically authors as Wix.
Yes.
So
yep, exactly.
I would say if you're brand new and you just want to get a quick website up, this may get you a quick website up. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be very customizable for you out of the gate, but you will have a website. You can put your name, about information. But if you want something a little bit more engineered for you as an author, maybe Wix, Squarespace be better ones, but this is a free option. So
It looks like I'm going to give you another one. This one personally, okay. This is brand new on the scene. Okay. But I heard about this a couple of months ago and it's one of the cheapest website builders and the customization is lights out and it's called Xyro. I don't know if you've ever heard of this. Xyro.
I did hear about Xyro because all these things with AI in them come out with a bang.
Yes. So this is brand new. It's actually super cheap. It's, you can get a plan as low as like $3 a month. Okay. So it's like $261 a month and their customer support is pretty well managed because they're AI, right? So they have a lot of AI tools that help.
This was a mobile. I remember this was mobile first. The free plan is mobile first.
Exactly. You can build a website entirely from your phone, which is amazing. I mean, really it's truly crazy. There's a lot of people. I know a lot of authors that are on their phones nonstop because of their social media and so on and so forth. and really do struggle because they have to sit down at their desktop. They have to work on editing their website. With Xyro, you don't actually have that. You can edit everything on your mobile, and it's mobile first. So the look that you get on your mobile, which is, I mean, truthfully, that's in the ballpark of about 60% of people's first hack at your website, is really clean, is really responsive, looks great. And it's very mobile.
Well, let me say this about this one. If you have a younger audience, if you're writing YA middle grade, your audience tends to skew younger. I think I would get in with Xyro. That'd be where I'd start with website. If you're like listening to this and your audience is YA, they're on Facebook Messenger, they're on WhatsApp, they are interactive mobile wise. This one, see, the one thing about Xyro, which I had heard about at the beginning, is they're so mobile ready. You can actually talk to people on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp through the website, which not a lot of websites have that kind of capability. And you have like an AI heat map that tells you where people are looking and clicking. There's just some really cool features. It's integrated with the Facebook Pixel. So if Facebook is part of it, and I don't know if people know this, Facebook owns Facebook Messenger and they own Facebook WhatsApp. And so if you're trying to use Facebook to connect with a younger, more mobile ready audience, it's very mobile responsive. I would say this would be the one I'd recommend to go to because it is free and it's super cheap when you start paying. So like, this is the lowest amount of money you're going to spend, I think, if you're going to pay to get into a site, and you get some really cool tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would absolutely agree. The last one, I'll just tell you this, the last one, and I'm going to put a big old disclaimer in all of this. Okay. The majority of the websites that I build are out of WordPress.com. This is number five.
This is my favorite because I know
this
WordPress.
This is the bread and butter. And here's what I would say with all of this. Okay. You might like the idea of a WordPress website because you've seen some really, really well designed ones. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you are listening to this podcast and you don't know how to get a WordPress website up and running, I would stick to something easier like
Wix. With Wix. Yeah.
Because I cannot tell you how many times people have called me and said, Oh no, I need to fix my WordPress site. I don't know what I'm doing. WordPress can be very difficult to manage and maintain if you don't know the jargon that comes along with graphic design and website design. And the truth is, WordPress.com is very, very dependent on the graphics that you design and create to make it seem full.
WordPress is great. There's no question.
WordPress is great. But there's no question.
I think it's a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
To make it look good.
In fact, all of our Serious Writer websites are WordPress websites. But with WordPress, the customization and the ability to change things is unparalleled. It's basically you're able to edit on an HTML5 level without having to know any code whatsoever. And so the WordPress.com is where many sites.
Okay, so we got to tell people, right? There's WordPress.com and WordPress.org. They are different. Yes,
they are very
different. Same company. WordPress.com is a free version. Mm-hmm. It's got like 40 widgets in it. It's basically like a Squarespace.
Yep.
You can build it in blocks. It's very simple to do. You don't have to buy a URL. You can use it totally free. It just doesn't have a lot to it. And it's going to be like wordpress.kyleyoung.com or kyleyoung.wordpress.com. Like, you're not going to have your own custom website. Mm-hmm. If you go wordpress.org, that's like the paid version. That's where like it's infinite, unlimited. You can do all kinds of amazing, but wordpress.com, most people can jump into. I would still say go with an easier platform like Wix. Unless you're moving from WordPress.com to WordPress.org. But I used to say that, but I would say I don't recommend people jump into WordPress.com. I think either go WordPress.org or go something easier.
Exactly. And if you're going to, and here's the other thing, if you have no experience whatsoever and you don't want to learn all this stuff and you just want to have a website and be done with it, my suggestion is invest and pay a designer to design your website. They're going to use WordPress.org. It's going to look great. And just be careful of scammers, because there's a lot of people out there who just want to design your website and get your money, and they really don't care about your end product. And so do your research, find a designer that cares about what you're doing and who's going to do a good job. And if you don't like any of these and you don't want to build them,
let's talk about that. Getting a website designer. The problem is with website designers, like, and you are a website designer. Mm-hmm. The issue is when people pay for a website, you get what you pay for and you get nothing else. That's the hard part. I've had some bad experiences with website designers. So that's now why I understand to learn. WordPress.org. But part of the problem was I didn't realize how expensive website design was. Like the designer's like, I'm not going to do that unless you pay me more. And I was like, well, this isn't the way I want it. But a designer only does a design. They don't do content. Yep. If you do content, they're going to, you're going to pay them an arm and a leg to put your content on the website. They're just going to build.
What they're good at.
They're right? good. Just, yeah, that's not what they're good at. They design the look and then you still have to put the website together, which takes a lot of work. So you still have to learn stuff to do a WordPress.org website and put everything on it. Make sure you have the widgets and everything that you want different, you have to pay for. And so the best web designers know how to get paid for what they do. And so it is expensive to do a website. You can get a website design, a one-page website for $400, but they're not going to put anything on the website. They're just basically going to give you a blank template and you have to fill it out yourself. You're now, I'm looking at like $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for people to do a full website with conversion of your content. Yeah. It's just become so expensive now, especially with things with the world we're in right now.
For graphic designers who typically you're going to look at a graphic designer to do a website design, right?
Yeah.
Graphic designers, the industry is booming. Like the desire for graphics is at an all time high.
As everything has went mobile since COVID.
Everything is mobile. Everything is digital. And so the days of graphic designers getting jobs in print media and just coasting, that doesn't work. That doesn't really happen anymore. What everybody's focused on is freelance digital content because there's a ton of money in it.
Right.
And that's their time. So if you're pulling them away from that kind of content, they're going to charge you quite a bit because a website, it can be a lengthy process for them to get started. And that's precious time that they don't have to spend on. So they're calculating how much time it's going to spend them to start your website, to get all the stuff integrated,
right,
and how much follow-up you're going to need. And so, yeah, it's important.
No, I think that's good for us to talk about, like, because what people don't realize is it is expensive. And and I recommend right now, when people ask me, unless they have the money to spend, go do a free website builder.
Yeah.
You really just need a landing place. Everybody wants it to look like somebody else's, but the truth is, unless you're going to use the website for all it's worth, you're at this point, just get you a landing page on the internet where people can find you and find out about you. You can go more and bigger, and you can do a lot of that yourself, but it does take quite a bit of time to do that. And so that's kind of some of what we want to share with you. I also, like, part of what you said was graphics. To build your website and to customize it to make it look like you need to be able to do graphics. There's only really one really good option for graphics on the internet that I would recommend.
There's only one really good option for amateur graphic designers.
And let's both say at the same time. See if we get it right.
One, two, three. Canva. Yes, there's no question. When Canva first came on the scene back in like 2013, 2014, it was the most rudimentary graphic design website. You basically it was circles and squares and blocks. Now it is a full-fledged, fully layered graphic design website. There's excellent graphic templates. There are excellent graphics that come out of it. Sometimes I'm a little bit jealous because as a professional graphic designer, I see some of the stuff on Canva and I go, that's better than the stuff I make, right?
Right.
So, and the truth is that it is because there is there's an army.
Should you be telling people that Canva is better than the stuff you make?
I'll concede that some of the Canva stuff is genuine. And I'll be honest, there's a lot of graphic designers I know now that are using Canva for inspiration.
Everybody. Right?
For inspiration. I mean, because it's like, oh man, I never thought to do that.
There's things you can do on Canva. Network. I mean, we both use Adobe, all Adobe products, which is the best graphic editing you can get program-wise. It's very expensive. But Canva is just faster with a lot of things. And so I can go spend forever on Adobe or I can just go spend a third, a fourth, a fifth of the time on Canva and get it auto-generated quickly. And now, like, programs, we use Budsprout for this podcast and they integrated with Canva. Like it's so easy to work with Canva. I could do a Photoshop, graphic for this podcast, but Canva is like, it's done in like 2 seconds. It's crazy.
So true.
And so, like, I think Canva is what people need to be aware of. So if you're looking to make graphics and put them on your websites, the websites tell you what size the graphics need to be. And you just go to Canva, create a graphic, throw it on there, customize it. You can have a website that's basically the same layout as somebody else's, but with your graphics, you can make it look totally different. And you can do that very easily and free. Yeah. And Canva is free as well. And so that's something you need to be aware of.
Yeah.
Now, as we kind of get in this special edition podcast here, Cody, I'm going to share something that you don't know with Ooh. Our listeners.
Okay.
Because you can pull this up as we're talking. I want to give like a bonus website tip. So if you made it this far, there's a website that you should know. And it's not Canva. It's not a competitor to Canva, but it's called IMG Flip. So it's IMG Flip. This is what's really big right now on media is memes. IMG Flip is a meme generation creation editing. So when you see the same meme over and over and over again on the internet and you say, well, people will change it and they'll add their own text and they'll make it fit. You can make memes. Memes get a crazy amount of interaction on social media, on all forms of social media. So this is a meme, not generator, it's a meme editor. So you can create your own memes off some of the famous memes that are out there. If you don't know what memes is, go do a meme search. This isn't the show for you on that one. So, but yeah, so this is a way to not have to download a meme off the internet, go put it in Canva and edit it. This automatically has all the popular memes that are out there in the world right now. And you can edit them very quickly and then share them on your social media. And it's just a really great bonus website for you to know. Have you used that website, Cody?
I have never. Well, actually, I have used that to generate some memes. Yeah.
Oh, have you?
Okay. I have used
it. I didn't know you knew that one. So
yeah. Yeah. I've made some pretty great. My memes are pretty dank.
Yeah, you got good memes there. And so that's some of the things you just need to be aware of. But a lot of stuff that's on the internet does a lot of bonus things to make your life faster. Like, here's one. I'll see if you know this one. We'll give a second bonus here. Second bonus to end the show. Cleanup.pictures. Cleanup.pictures, if you have a picture that you want to take an item out of, it is a site that solely specializes in removing stuff from images. So if you've got like, say you've got a picture of you and it's a great picture and make a great headshot, but you have another person in it, you can actually remove them just by highlighting them in the picture, and the picture AI will automatically delete that thing or person from the photo and replace the background mm-hmm. with a generated background. Like, they will figure out and extrapolate. It's crazy how it works. And so if you're wanting to do some of these things in the world and clean up pictures so you can make better posts on your social media or make better images for your website, you can do that easily with cleanup.pictures. And so that's something you need to know. So we gave a couple of bonuses of those to those of you who stuck around for the end of this. Take a look at them, check those out. But I think we can sum everything up, Cody, to say if you want a basic website, cheap and free, probably go with Wix, Xyro, or you know, maybe WordPress.com, Squarespace, but I would stick with Wix. And if you want something better, you probably just need to learn WordPress or recognize it's going to cost you. And for all editing, I would stick with Canva for right now. It can do almost everything you need to do.
Go with Canva.
And then check out some of those other cool websites. Cody, thanks for joining me today, filling in for Bethany. You make a great Bethany. I know she'll appreciate it. She's just been under the weather actually for about a week and a half now. I know she had a bunch of book deadlines. So I think she burnt the midnight oil. And that's just what we do in this industry. And so I think she's just a little under the weather by getting run down after that. Mm-hmm. And so I hope she'll be back on the next episode here of the Serious Writer podcast. And again, I'm with Cody Moorhead, a creative director here at Serious Writer. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Serious Writer podcast.